KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, joined now by a member of one of the biggest bands of the last year. Eli from Walk the Moon is on the phone. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I know you guys are on a bus on your way west. You just came from Austin City Limits. How's the touring life treating you at the moment?
It's great. It's great. We're having a terrific time. We've been lucky to play some of the biggest shows that we've ever played as a headlining act, and we've gotten to travel with some great bands. Right now, we're out with the Mowglies and Small Pool.
Yeah, which are
two
great
bands that we're really excited about. Yeah,
that's awesome. And I read that you actually had the longest autograph signing line in the history of Austin City Limits. Did you hear that? Are you pretty proud of that fact?
That's what they told us. You know, it's for four kids from Ohio, it's hard to believe, you know.
Sure.
You know, when the night before we had seen Muse play, you know.
Right.
It's hard to believe that we could possibly have the longest line, but that's what they tell us, and yeah, it's an honor. It's fun.
When did you know, because you guys have been a band since like 2008 or so, but of course the past year has been the most explosive for you. When did you know that you had made it that big?
I think that was definitely one of the moments, actually.
Sure.
You know, it's funny because I don't think we've had the moment yet. You know, it's like success is always a moving target for us. You know, whenever we reach one goal, we make another for ourselves, and you always keep your eye on the next peak higher. So we're just trying to continue growing the band and write better and better music all the time.
Awesome. Of course, you do have a sold-out show at the Observatory tonight, Wednesday night. You know, there's not much more growth you can do at our local venue here in Orange County. So what's next then?
Well, we tour till the end of this month, and then I think we're going to take an entire luxurious week off at home.
Nice.
and then we're going to hop right into recording the next record.
Right, and that's what I want to ask about. Of course, we're still singing along to Anna Sun and Tightrope a year later, 2 years later even. Will we see any inklings of new music on stage tonight, or what's going on with that?
Definitely. That's something that we wanted to do with this tour. We took about a month and a half over the summer to write a whole bunch of new material. We've got like 20 or 25 new songs, and we wanted to have those new songs so that we could test them on the road during this tour. So we're playing a couple new songs every single night. So I'm not even sure what we'll play, but you'll definitely see some new stuff.
How's the response when you're like, all right, everybody, we're going to play a new song?
our fans are enormously gracious. They're so wonderful. And the new stuff's been going over really well. You know, the majority of it. You can tell when the fans get it right away, and maybe when there's one that needs like a second listen or something like that. You
sure.
know, so you can tell. But for the most part, it's going over really well. We're really excited to record the new stuff.
One thing we try to do over at our radio station is, you know, not play the same songs that everybody else is playing. So we probably played Anna Sun first, and then everybody else took it, and then we went all hipster with it and stopped playing it. But what we like is that we play like the acoustic version of Tightrope and some other stuff that's, you know, a little more out of the way for you guys. Do you switch things up on stage like that? Maybe acoustic versions or alternate versions?
We've definitely got nuances for the live versions that are not on the recordings. Just because, you know, live music is a totally different animal from recorded stuff. But I think mostly what we try to do is really put a lot of variety from where we're taking our music. You know, we had an independent record before we had the major label record, and then we had a couple EPs in between the record. So we try to, like, you know, throw some stuff from the independent record out for like the mega fans, and then put some of the deeper tracks from the EPs out during the live show as well, rather than just playing the record and going home.
And speaking of your live shows, I believe I read that you bring enough face paint to share with the audience. Is that something you do every show?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, of course, it's you know, at this point, a lot of people are showing up in their own paint and bringing paint for the people around them, which is so cool, which is amazing.
Well, of course, it would be so fun to see Eli's on the phone from Walk the Moon tonight at the Observatory. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it is sold out. We may have a ticket or so lying around the radio station. I'll have to see if we can give one away in a little bit. But I guess we'll just have to catch you next time you come through Orange County when it's not sold out, right?
Yeah, and we'll be back as soon as we possibly can.
Cool, man. Well, we've got a really rad little beachside studio here in Laguna Beach. We'd love to have you in here to do an acoustic thing with us next time you're through and hang out on the sand with us for a little bit.
Sounds perfect. Let's set it up.
Cool. That's Eli from the band Walk the Moon. Love having you guys on the air, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude. Talk to you soon. Bye.